Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Something didn't feel right when this member of Bachelor Nation posted about his breakup on Instagram at like 6 in the morning a couple of days ago. I was in the studio when I saw this drop, and it was such a bizarre post that I honestly didn't believe it at first, and everyone was kind of on the same page as me. So I'm talking about former Bachelor Matt James, and he was on the show about 4 or 5 years ago. It was kind of during the end of the pandemic, so they had one of those weird seasons where they were just kind of sequestered in a resort, and they did the season there. And he ended up with the woman that he chose at the end. Her name is Rachel Kirkconnell, and they've had this really sweet relationship on social media for the last 4 or 5 years. They travel together. They post a lot of like foodie influencer content, and they were actually in the middle of one of their trips when all of this went down. So they were in London, or they at least appeared to be in London when this all happened, because they were posting about like some pizza place in London. And, you know, he's posting these really like cute, sweet videos of her like eating the pizza. And oh my God, they're so cute and they're in love. And, you know, they're traveling the world together. How awesome. We want to be them. And then the next day, he posts on Instagram this crazy, it sounded honestly like he was possessed. He posted an Instagram post where he explained that he and Rachel had actually broken up, but he did it under the guise of like a prayer. So I'm going to read it to you because it does feel a little dystopian. We did know that he was somewhat religious, but his content was never like, you know, super hardcore Christian or anything. So it's a photo of them meeting at the Bachelor, well, not the Bachelor Mansion, at the resort where they were filming for the 2020 season. And it's Rachel and him holding hands and they're smiling at each other. This is their first meeting. And so Matt James posted, "Father God, give Rachel and I the strength to mend our broken hearts. Give us a peace about this decision to end our relationship that transcends worldly understanding. Shower our friends and family with kindness and love to comfort us and remind us that our joy comes from you, Lord." Broken heart.
It feels more authentic that it was written on Instagram.
I think that's what it is. I have no problem with the fact that he's leaning on his religion for this. Like, that's a totally personal thing. But I think people saw that and thought, what the heck? Yeah. Like,
juxtaposition from like literally not even 24 hours ago, everything seemed completely fine, and now you're posting a breakup.
Yeah, and God hears prayers louder off of Instagram than he would a one-on-one conversation.
It just seemed like a very personal and random thing, considering we had just seen them together. And it's not even like they were in Atlanta where they reside. Like, they were on a trip together. So we're like, you ended your 4-year relationship in London after you guys just seem perfectly fine. So now we've all been trying to put the clues together, because now it looks like her sister is trying to give clues as to what happened. So somebody on one of these TikTok posts commented, "Wow, I can't believe that he would post this so quickly after just being with her in London, like, you know, 12 hours. And her sister allegedly, because I guess we can't really tell if this is fully her because it's a TikTok account, but she commented back and said, "Try 3 hours." So apparently 3 hours after they broke up, he immediately posted that on Instagram.
Weird.
That was his drafts for a minute.
He had been thinking about it for a hot second. Because you know what? It's one thing to post this and, you know, maybe you guys put out a joint statement or you've talked about it. Let the girl get a good night's sleep before you decide to post about your breakup. And I think also people were confused because it was in the form of a prayer that we were like, did they break up? It just seems so out of the box that it didn't feel real. And so now she's liked some things about him allegedly blindsiding her. And now people are wondering, like, did she think maybe she was getting proposed to on this trip while they were abroad? And maybe she mentioned it and he just was like, yeah, not fam. Like this is not happening.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So I am so interested to see what she's going to say, because it's very clear to me that this is a breakup that didn't just happen with some mutual love and respect. Something went down while they were abroad.
I feel like everybody who's been on The Bachelor or Bachelorette has their own podcast. Does she have her own podcast?
She doesn't have her own podcast. She'll probably go on like Chicks in the Office. A lot of those Bachelor people go on. But hey, I'm going to put it out there. She lives in Atlanta. If you want to talk about it on The Breakup Breakdown, please give me the tea, Rachel Kirkconnell. I want to hear what happened.
There's your invite.
Yep.
All right. This movie is uncovering a hard truth that most moms won't even admit to themselves. Cassie's going to tell you all about the movie Night Bitch on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week.
Save money.